Okay, let's bring this meeting to order. This is Newbury Park Conservation Commission, meeting in council chambers. It's November 20th, 2012. And the first item on our agenda are the minutes from November 7th. Any comments or questions or changes? All in favor?
Aye.
Opposed?
I've been trying to be more concise with my minutes. Does anybody have an issue with that?
They're good.
No, I think it's good.
Minutes are good.
I think it's a good thing.
As long as everything's in there.
Yeah.
Plum Island updates. I know I got a note from Tim Tracy that people have been going up and down the bags, causing a little damage, and he sent something. You got, did you get CC that too?
Yeah.
And I...
Walking.
Walking up and down, sliding down, all that stuff, so to get down to the beach. And he had sent it to a couple of us, and I asked him to send it to the mayor and to Tony Finari, and they put stuff up rather rapidly, I guess.
On 55th Street, where the ramp was, or...
Yeah.
And, well, on 53rd Street.
53rd, right.
He's on 53rd.
Because the ramp is closed and the access isn't good.
So did everyone found the access onto his property?
Put down bags.
Well, his bags go right in front, go right across the street.
So his bags go between 53rd and 55th?
Right.
So that's where people are going down.
The accessway on 53rd?
Is right over the bags. They dumped sand over them last time. So, and most of that's gone. The bags held up during the storm, but most of the, or all the sand's gone, basically. So apparently the fencing is up now.
And some signage, right?
Yeah, I think he said it was signage too.
And then, I don't know if you all heard that Dr. Hamani has been asking about beach scraping for in front of his house. And, you know, wants to be able to go through the same process that they went through in Newbury, and wants the city's help with that and all this. But we've been speaking with the Merrimack River Beach Alliance and with Bob Connors, who spearheaded the whole project for Newbury. And based on the sort of criteria of what needs to be in place before you can do beach scrape, before the state will allow you to do beach scraping, it doesn't even seem like it's possible if we were to go there, if we would even try to go there. It doesn't seem like it's possible in that location in Newburyport, because we just don't have enough beach. There's not enough sand to scrape. It's a much shorter beach there, so, so we've said that his best, you know, option is to continue to stabilize his sandbag and to refortify them as much as he can, because they've held up really well over the years. And they're degrading, and there's some holes and stuff, but right now, the best thing he can do is continue to fortify, because you can't take sand from further down, which was one of his thoughts, was that maybe he could do that, but that's not gonna happen.
Anything new with the jetty reconstruction?
The jetty, they have even more money now than they thought they did before. They have close to $4 million to do the jetty, apparently. And so they're gonna be able to go out even further than they thought, which is great. I don't think that they're gonna be able to do the whole thing, but even further than they thought before. So they're gonna be, they've got the mats out. I don't know if any of you all seen down there, they've laid those mats. And I don't know if they've started bringing in the stone yet. I don't think that they have. Have you noticed?
I haven't seen it.
Yeah, I don't think they've started bringing in the stone yet, but they should be doing that very soon.
So weren't they talking about just every truckload, taking it out to the jetty instead of storing it? That's what I was...
Yeah, that's the last...
Oh, is that the last you heard?
Yeah.
Did that come out at the public meeting? Did you all go to the public meeting?
I didn't go to that, but I don't know if I read it or if someone...
Yeah, I think here, at our last meeting.
Oh, okay, so I missed that. I'd been away. I guess that would be great. Then they won't need as much space to stockpile.
Yeah, they won't cause a damage to the parking lot either.
Right.
That stone's not gonna be very pleasant to it.
Right.
Just
Yeah, I don't.
He'd have to go down the, wherever it was before, and then go along the beach, right?
He'd have to go down to 55th Street. Well, right, he can't access it from there, he'd have to go down further. To bring sand on? I don't think he's talking about bringing new sand on, and he hasn't said that he's going out and buying sand. But I think he can just put another layer over of the fabric over his bags. Yeah. That's what I was saying.
Okay, so we have the signature page too, if we're gonna send that.
Yeah, let's do the signature page. So somehow from last week, 19 Graff Road, circle finishing. I must have misplaced the original signature page and made all the copies and sent them all out, but Circle Finishing got a copy instead of the original, and so I just don't know what happened to that original, so I'm going to ask you guys to sign it again, and I'll just give them this sheet to substitute for the photocopy, and I'll just make extra copies for the files. So I'll make extra copies of this signature page. Yeah, exactly. And attach it to the order conditions.
And surprise, surprise, we got appealed by DEP on Ashland Street.
Right. I got an email that tentatively the date would be Monday, December 4th at 11 a.m. I think that's a Monday. I don't have my calendar with me, but at 11 a.m. So if anyone wants to come, I'll send you out an email to confirm it once we get the absolute firm date.
Anybody have anything else you'd like to discuss? Okay, well, and who do we have here now?
Mark Evans.
Mark Fisher from Wild Residence.
Okay, well, do we want to? We have 17 minutes, but
I'm trying to think if there's anything else going on.
There's really nothing. What do you guys want to do?
Let's go ahead and do it.
Okay. All right. Well, first one is Mark Emmons, 9 Doe Run Drive, request for certificate of compliance. I am recusing myself, so you are in charge, Steve.
Got anything you
want to say? So we submitted the as-built plan as well as the letter from the engineer stating that the was in compliance with the plans. One thing that we did miss, and they noted on that letter, was some additional plantings that were required. The area of the recreation area was overgrown with wetlands, grass, and everything. We did actually give plantings to plan. I have the receipts and some pictures of the plantings as well that weren't included in the application. But as far as what they did not see in that as-built survey, it's actually there, just covered with wetlands, grass, and growing.
And Julie, you went out there and looked at it and
Yeah, I drove out and took a look. I didn't go really far back into the wetland area, but the driveway, the retaining wall looks absolutely, according to plan. And the wetland is fully vegetated. and looks pretty healthy. But I guess my question was, the maple trees must be pretty small, the ones that were planted.
They were,
What's the caliper on those?
Or do you know? Five inch.
Okay. So, and when were those maples planted?
They were planted earlier this year.
Yeah. So, I mean, typically we would require a 2-year monitoring period for any kind of wetland restoration project or planting plan. It's not specified in your order of conditions that there be a 2-year monitoring period for that vegetation. But just given that we'd like it to be confident that it would survive prior to issuing a certificate of compliance. Is it something that you need the certificate of compliance right now, or could you wait?
I do need it now. We're in the process of refinancing, so.
Okay.
Well, could we do a partial certificate to cover that? We just put in one another year monitoring.
Yeah. Would that be okay if we give you what's called a partial certificate, which says that everything's been completed except that, and the health of the plantings in the wetland restoration area will be monitored for an additional year?
Yeah, I have to talk to the mayor.
Yeah.
Yeah, I think usually we've done that when somebody's needed a day just, for financing purposes.
Okay.
And a partial seems to cover and satisfy the bank.
How's the drainage structure
working out? It has, over the past couple of storms, I know we haven't had a lot of rain over the past few storms, but it's actually worked where it's taken the water out and it's not affecting the driveway.
Because there's also we'll do the partial. I think that's a good idea. I think that's probably the best route. And then you could come back in a year for the full certificate. But if for some reason the bank objects to a partial, which I think, as Paul is saying, they typically don't, that's usually good enough. We could put some conditions on, like some perpetual conditions onto a full certificate. That's always a possibility. I don't think that's as advisable as the partial and then a full later, because having conditions and a certificate of compliance is just not as clean.
They are healthy. They did last the entire summer.
Yeah, good. Good.
So they're
good.
Early spring.
Right. It's just that because they're so young and small, it'd be great to just make sure after one more year that they're still there.
Any other questions?
Motion to issue the partial certificate of compliance for 9 Dover Drive. Not including the health and the trees that have been planted.
Second. All in favor?
Aye.
Opposed?
If you want to pick it up tomorrow, you can.
Okay.
Or next week, because we'll be here Thursday, Friday.
Yeah, I'll
okay, great. If you want to come in, the morning would be best, somewhere around 9:30-ish, is that?
Yeah.
Does that work for you?
Yeah.
Okay, great.
Thank you.
Yep.
Okay, next item, Visionary Landscapes, 6 Bain Lane. We got certificate of compliance.
Just shows the finished landscape the as-built. I think you've got copies. But I took pictures so that if you haven't had a chance to get on there to see it, these are recent, so you can see what the actual landscape looks like. This is, and I'll pass it around, looking straight across from here. This is the planter looking at the pool itself. So just pass that. It's just passed on.
I went out there last week. It looks beautiful.
Oh, thank you.
Really nice job.
Thanks. It was fun.
I bet.
Nice
property. Here's another picture looking at the planter right here against the house and looking at the fireplace, the built fireplace on the edge of the pool. Then what I did is took a picture looking this way at the back side of the pool. It shows the stairs. You can see the openings of the stairs coming down to a lower patio, which are just large stepping stones, which have a creeping tile and a different perennials all throughout them. They're also all natural stones, so we've got plants in between all the crevices of the stones coming down. And it's also on this side as well, and it's heavily planted. This is to show that tree, and you can see in the one picture going around the big oak tree, you know, it's basically the sculptural point of the whole project. This shows the distance, so you can sort of see and all the heavily planted plants on the backside from where the tree is and the pool's up here, as you can see.
And you so you didn't pick any of the roots on that tree?
Nope, not a single one.
Nope.
And then fertilized it. You put fertilized it where they had these multi-stem white birches up the front. We transplanted. We saved every plant, so nothing was thrown away. And there were a few perennials that we gave to the Newbury Board Art Association. Other than that, it stayed on property. This is looking back from the pool. Looking this way towards the patio and the sitting wall with the fire pit. And next would be the grand set of steps, which is just grass, and then we had stone risers to match the walls. And then you can see the plants all the way around the sitting areas and then the walls and so forth. This is just another angle, but it's wider, so you can see the stepping stones coming up, you can see the steps, you can see the plants coming up and around the upper patio.
This whole area
is
supposed to be patio.
And this is just another angle, basically looking straight up so that you can see what the patio looks like, the stepping stones. This is a close-up. Last couple pictures, so you can see, is looking here at the patio itself, the fire pit, the wall, and then there's a close-up of it as well.
So I noticed that on the when I was out there on the approved plan, there was a huge area that was supposed to have been patio that you left as lawn.
Yes.
Yeah, which is great.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, it was too much patio.
So right. So right. It's much less impervious. Yeah. Impervious surface. Yeah.
It's a cover. Because this was just recent, so the leaves are all falling.
Is this, was, say this a fire pit?
Yes, yeah, that's a fire pit. Basically, when they dug the hole for the pool, we had those big rocks, so we tried to use them. So we created, you know, artistically into the landscape, so.
Can't let my wife see that fire pit.
I know, it was really nice.
Oh, okay, I don't know if
or I'll keep them for the file.
Yeah.
Sure. I figured that would help so at least you'll be able to see it visualize.
So do we have any question? Any other questions? Motion?
Motion to issue a certificate of compliance.
Second.
All in favor?
Aye.
Opposed?
Thank you very much.
Thank you.
Would you swing by and pick it up for?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, I can have this one in the morning too.
Okay.
If you want to pick it up, or I can send it in the mail, whichever.
Okay, great. I'll try to get it tomorrow.
Yeah.
I have to go pick my mother up on the South Shore and I'm trying to avoid the traffic.
Yeah, yeah. Don't worry about it. You know what? I can always put it in the mail. Normally I would just put it in the mail to the Lytles, to the address on the application. Is that good enough?
Yeah, that's great.
All right, that's what I'll do then.
Terrific. Thank you very much.
Yeah.
So are we expecting anybody from the Snows?
I guess not, from the Snows? You mean, yes, right, 74th Street? Let me just refresh my memory here. Yeah, 274th Street. No, I don't think so, but I can explain it to you. Where is my... So on 274th Street, he had a permit. Let me just pull it. So what he wants to do is, as I told you before, this was on for last week. Does everybody have the materials from the last meeting for 274th Street?
I don't.
Okay. This is his proposal. So basically what he wants to do is there was a back door stairway, and he wants to, and the stairs went down to the left. Now he wants the stairs to go down to the right. Okay, so not a big change. And then there was a pathway that kind of went out to where there was supposed to be a parking area, a new parking area, and an area of existing just sort of crushed stone and gravel along Northern Boulevard. He wants to change that and just wrap the pathway around towards the front door to connect to what was originally shown as a ramp. He's eliminating the ramp. So he's basically reducing the amount of coverage on the site, structure on the site, by eliminating the ramp. And in addition, the reason why he came in is he doesn't want to park, he doesn't want to create that driveway parking area, the proposed driveway parking area. What he wants to do is just continue to park where he's been parking all through the years, right off of Northern Boulevard. It's city-owned land, it's all just gravel. But he contacted the DPS, and they said, you can park there for as long as you want. We're not doing anything with that. It's existing like that. Just keep parking there. So that's sort of what he wants to do. But I told him not to, that maybe he doesn't want to amend the plans to get rid of his parking area, just in case something happens in the next couple of years, and he, in fact, does need to go in and build that parking area. We don't want to take it off of the plans. But so for right now, all he's doing is changing the direction of one set of stairs and removing a ramp and slightly altering the configuration of that pathway. So it's really pretty minimal. It's a minor modification. So, okay. That's it.
So, I'll make a motion to... This is a minor modification, except for plan, date, whatever,
All in favor?
Aye.
Opposed?
There's no date on that plan. Well, he's got it. It's connected to the cover letter, so I will just date the plan. What his letter is dated. Yeah, he's got the original and requested. I'll put a date on that. It was October 16th.
Okay, so we got a last-minute addition for Warren Russo. Let me see the address. What is the address?
182
Northern Boulevard. 182 Northern Boulevard. For a request for minor modification. Is it okay with the commission to do this tonight?
I'll explain. I didn't put it on the agenda. They submitted this plan that you have in front of you a couple weeks ago in time on the deadline. And I didn't put it on the agenda because I was assuming we were going to be getting something in writing from Tom, and we didn't get anything. And Tom asked, are we on the agenda? And I said, no, I didn't put you on because I didn't think you were done with the submittal. Did you send me that today? Or
yeah, I sent you. I brought a few copies of the other
Sometimes commissions, I guess other commissions, don't always require a cover letter or a written request for the minor modification. They just submit a revised plan, and the commission takes it up and votes on it. We usually get a letter and a summary of the changes that are being proposed. But so Tom and I had sort of a misunderstanding about what was expected for this particular
application. Yeah, it was storm week. It was just a crazy time. And I couldn't even get in here, so DCI is over the plans.
Yeah.
I apologize for my part. And, you know, normally I would have dropped a cover letter off of the plan, but I kind of figured I didn't hear from Julia, so everything was okay.
And yeah, I didn't call to say I didn't get everything I needed, so.
So basically, to go over real quickly what happened is when Warren first brought me on board with DCI to do this, we told him, because it was asked, is don't spend money on architecture plans, you know, because you don't know how this thing's going to go, and that's one easy way to spend a ton of money that never gets used. So after you guys approved the project, Warren hired Eric Riebling, Plum Island Architects, and Eric started looking at the actual pile structure, and made some suggestions to Warren that had been made to him before, but Eric was able to get through to him about attaching the garage to the deck. Warren had basically told us he talked to his insurance people and it was too expensive once you attach it to the deck. And if I don't know if you remember, we talked about that during the hearing. That was one of the questions we've been asked. And apparently Eric fostered a conversation with the insurance agent, and turns out it's not any more expensive to attach it to the deck. So what the end result of all that was, in addition to just refining a couple little design things on the project to get it to work from an architectural standpoint, was bringing the garage over towards the house and getting it to meet the deck. In order to do that, there's a little bit of a compromise made, and that the amount of decking removed isn't as much. We originally were taking 8 feet off. There was an issue, I guess, with we would have to install additional sauna tubes. We had stuck with the original distance we had to do the drop off. And so basically what Eric suggested was we bring it over, if we bring it too far over, we end up eating up all the driveway with the side slope from the ramp. So it basically went over 4 feet. That leaves about 70 square feet of the deck in place that was originally approved to be removed. But the end result of bringing this thing over is we're now freeing up another 100 square feet on the other side for additional plantings. And the nice thing about doing this is we tighten up the sort of development area on the lot into a slightly smaller footprint by bringing the garage over. The other thing, in order to make it all work, the ramp was redesigned slightly in order to have the configuration work better with the piling, and also because we're moving it over to try to keep the side slope on this side and on this side from being quite as extensive, it also makes it a little more stable. But we still do have the same configuration concept of having, you know, a partial concrete ramp coming down to meet a sand mound that houses the ramp going up. So from a you know, perspective of looking, comparing this to what you guys approved, it's really consistent. It actually increases the amount of native planting on the property. And I don't know if any of you have driven by. I haven't actually stopped to look, but he's actually torn out the lawn, put in clean sand, and put in native plantings. I don't, Julia, I think you took a look at that, didn't you?
I haven't been out there. No, okay. I will.
Yeah, I lived down the street, yeah.
Yeah, so I haven't gone to confirm that, you know, things are exactly the way they're set, but it's, you know, there's a whole bunch of dune grass in the front, and there's some shrubs scattered in there. So he's done more mitigation in the last 3 months than in the last 4 years. So I think that's, and I think that's a sign of good faith that he really is, you know, narrowing down on what to do. The only other thing is we had approved a changing room underneath the deck. He wants to put that up on the deck. So we're not showing a location on the deck for that because it's kind of irrelevant once you're up on the deck, but that's no longer going to be on the ground.
Well, originally that was going to be a great room.
Well, no, the great room is still, the great room is still here and was part of the approval.
Okay. So it's going to be...
Yeah, so essentially, what's going to happen down the road, I mean, the garage is the most important thing to him right now to get built, so that's what he's focusing on. But eventually, the house will have this small addition, which is the great room. The deck then will look more to scale like a deck should look, and then it will attach to the garage so he can just walk right across the deck to get into the garage, or he can walk up these stairs from the side of the ramp. How is
he going to get into the garage from the deck?
Well, basically the...
Are there stairs that go down through the deck and into a door on the side of the garage?
You know, I'm not 100% clear on how that works, but the architect has actually laid this out, so I'm confident there is a way. It's either, or actually, there's a door shown here, I'm sorry. There's a door shown at the stairs, so you're coming down to a landing from the deck.
Yeah.
To get in.
Do the stairs continue down to grade?
They're shown at elevation 10 and the grade. Wait, no, 6.4. Honestly, I don't believe they do, but I don't have an answer for you. I think they're just coming down to get into the garage.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
It doesn't look like there's anything.
They're not going that far down.
But if they did come down to grade, it would be within that parking area. It's not going to take away from planting. So, you know, to me, it's would be kind of minor if they extended a couple steps down to the gravel parking area.
I don't know how they'd do it anyway. With the return, there would be a return staircase showing.
Yeah, it's not shown.
No.
So I'm assuming not.
Yeah.
you know, Steve and the architect, Steve Sawyer and the architect coordinated these changes. I'm just here to kind of present them to you. But I think, you know, I think in the end, what we're looking at is a better project with these changes, because what you end up with is additional planting, and the planting is more in sort of one large area here and then another large area in the front, rather than having, and there's still a tiny stripe here, but before we had kind of a bigger stripe right next to the, in between the ramp and the driveway. And the real value of that is, yeah, well, you don't have grass and it's helping to hold the slope together, but it really isn't going to provide much for environmental benefit. And to have it all part of a larger area on the other side of the garage, you know, it's probably more beneficial, especially for wildlife. It can be a lot more sheltered from human disturbance back here, you know, with the exception of anything going on in the other houses here. But I think even that.
Is this your final design?
Sure hope so. Yeah, no, I mean, I think that these changes are really arising out of that sort of natural coordination that has to happen between the engineer and the architect. And so there should be no reason for any additional changes.
The increase in the ramp, what's the increase?
The ramp on the approved plan, we had the ramp pinched in from the garage sides. Eric said that essentially what that does is really kind of screw up the structural end of it. He strongly prefers having the pilings line up along the side of the garage right out to the one that attaches with the ramp. Otherwise, what's happening is you either have to add an additional piling, you know, a couple feet in from another piling, or you have to deal with a little bit more fancy structural stuff. And, you know, he also said that his opinion is, you know, there's a safety issue too when you've got too narrow a ramp and you've got the door right there. If somebody kind of veers off a little bit to the side, you know, coming home late on a Saturday night or something, it just could be something that's not that pretty. And the other change, if you look at how far this flares out, is the concrete portion was extended partially, and I believe the setback of the garage from the front was brought back, just slightly brought back. But basically what they did is change the grade and slightly the length of the concrete portion. And what that did is brought where it had to meet the sand down a little bit lower, and that keeps this from flaring out as far. And that keeps it from pinching into the driveway. So it's one of those sort of compromises you have to make if you're going to bring this over and pinch it in. But I think that the net benefit of getting the additional plantings is worth it.
So that additional impervious surface is made up for by the...
Yeah, I mean, it's, you know, the square foot for square foot, the additional of the ramp, I think, is made up for with the the additional plantings. The deck that remains in place isn't really made up, except before it was going to be a stone pathway anyway, so there's not much difference between having the deck over it and having the stone pathway. If you look at what it was going to be in that area, this sort of walkway through. So we've gotten rid of that big wide walkway in exchange for the deck, and then in exchange for the additional impervious there, you're getting the additional plantings. And if you remember, I think we gave you every square inch that you could possibly get for native plantings on the site, way more than 1-to-1 on the original garage.
And that was a good thing.
Absolutely. No, I mean, I think it looks great. I mean, I want to stop and actually look at what the plantings are that are there and make sure they all look healthy. But I mean, it's a great start. And I don't think he quite understood that he didn't have to bring in clean sand. The way we did the planting plan, he could have used whatever the soil was there. He just had to get rid of the loam. But he did bring in clean sand too, which
yes,
I think
he did. Yep.
So that's an added benefit beyond what we said he would do. And consistent with your approval, because you allow clean sand to be brought in.
Mm-hmm.
I guess the request would be that you guys accept this as a minor change, you know, consistent with your approval.
Make a motion to approve.
Second.
All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Opposed?
I guess the other nice benefit is this is no longer an accessory structure that it was before, so that whole section of regs goes away. It's now part of the construction.
Yeah.
So that precedent has just been undone.
Well, thank you for doing that.
I was waiting for DEP to appeal that.
Well, they commented on it, but,
yeah.
But the thing is, it's a comment that they make, but in reality, the regs don't really support it. You know, I think they make it trying to send
it's
a message,
fuzzy.
Just make things
small. It's subjective,
small.
Yeah.
It is subjective, and that paragraph, when you read it in context, is sort of clearly meant to say, you know, forget about the performance standards, you're still allowed to have a small accessory structure.
Mm-hmm.
But when you design something that's accessory but it meets the performance standards,
yeah.
That's where it starts to get really,
yeah.
Really fuzzy.
You, I mean, you get what they mean. They mean they don't usually want a garage to be larger than the house.
Right. Right.
So I can see why they made that
right.
comment.
However, I could probably find you know, several houses out on the island that have a combined, you know, total square footage bigger than the combined garage and houses. So, I mean, and this is on a double lot. So, I mean, there are some nice things, but the good news is the mitigation, the upfront stuff is already significantly underway. And you know, I appreciate you guys hearing this with the confusion that occurred, and I
know.
Appreciate you doing
okay.
This come on.
Did you email me that cover letter too?
I did, but I just handed out.
I know, I don't have
I
a copy. Yeah. Can I have your copy, Jim? Okay, great. No, not this.
You
can
take just to drop you off, Mark?
No, of his
yeah.
letter. Yeah, yeah, perfect. Because I'm just going to use this to put in my, you know, approval.
Right, okay.
Great, thanks.
Okay, do we need to wait for a written approval, or is it okay to... it's not like it's an appealable
item. Well, it's been voted on, so yeah, go ahead. I'll just put this in the mail to,
right. I mean,
to him, to Warren.
Nobody's going to start working. It's going to be bad.
Yeah.
Crazy things do happen. Thank you.
All right.
Have a good
one. You too.
Good. Do we have anything else?
Well, I'm going through some stuff. I found this request for determination of applicability that I don't think we ever...
Is that 15 Ashland Court?
15 Ashland Court.
Yeah, so I think we looked at that briefly, but on a night when the applicant actually didn't show up, we had it on the agenda.
Yeah.
The applicant was not here. I've since talked with her, and she misunderstood. She didn't think we were meeting that night because it was the night after the election, and we had moved our meeting. She assumed that we had canceled the meeting. We didn't. She was on the agenda anyway. Point is, we did look at it briefly, and you all couldn't understand her plan, and I couldn't understand the plan. There wasn't a good enough written description of the plan. It's an old plan. It was unclear as to what was 1992 and what was being proposed today. So I talked with her on the phone about all this. She's going to be redoing that plan so that it's more clear what is actually being proposed now as opposed to what is existing, and give us a better description of the proposed work and all that. There, I think she's planning to come in on December 4th. Right now, that would be the only... item on the agenda for December 4th, and I haven't received anything from her yet in terms of new materials. So we'll have to just wait and see. I figured I could give her one more week to get that stuff in, and then we'll have to push her out to the 18th. Yeah. So hold on to that,
okay.
Just in case.
And if, well, assuming we do meet, maybe if we can decide whether we want to meet it to start at 7 if we have nothing else
yeah.
to discuss beforehand.
Mm-hmm.
You know, there's no point in sitting around for half an hour and twiddling our thumbs. So we can cross that bridge when we come to it.
Yeah.
Do we have anything else?
Motion to adjourn.
Second.
All in favor? Aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Okay.
we can all go upstairs and bid on some desserts.
Yeah, I saw that sign up front. I hadn't heard.
It's a fundraiser.